السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran, the close meaning: pure is he who made his servant travel at night from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, the neighborhood whereof we have blessed, so that we let him see some of our signs. Surely he, Allah, is all hearing, all seeing. Alhamdulillah, respected Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayahs referred to the incident of Mi'raj at a time when the world, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, were trying to lower the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and trying to give him troubles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and took Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to such heights that no one else could reach. And that was the incident of Mi'raj. And one of the gifts for the Muslims from that incident was the gift of Salah, the prayers. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are constant in prayers with concentration and devotion. And we should learn to ask Allah and have our needs fulfilled by prayers. May Allah make us among those who are successful in this world and in the hereafter. Respected Muslims, this life is very short, and our ulama explained that the insan has been given two lives. One is this short life of this world, and the other is an eternal, everlasting life in the hereafter. And this short life is nothing but a preparation for the life hereafter. And the ulama also say that this world is a struggle for insan, a struggle against nafs and shaitan to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this world is a battleground between the shaitan, the devil, and insan, an enemy which is out there, which is unseen, and who has some knowledge to deceive and mislead insan. And it is important to understand how it attacks a believer and how to protect so that our actions become pleasing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When shaitan was rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he immediately put a request, a grant of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described that incident in the Quran, various places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, describing the incident in Surah Sa'd, قَالَ رَبِّي فَأَنْظِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. The shaitan asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Lord, give me then respite till the day the dead are resurrected, till the day of judgment. When it was given that much time, then he made a promise to deceive the mankind And he said, قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. By your might, then I will surely mislead them all. Except your chosen slaves among them, sincere and purified. Sincere and purified. And in another place in the Quran, Shaitan explained the promise and said, because you have sent me astray, surely I will sit in waiting for them in your straight path. Shaitan sits right on the Sirat-e-Mustaqim. When you try to do something good, you find Shaitan is sitting on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Then I will come to them from before them, from the front, from behind them, from their right and from their left. And you will not find most of them as shakirin, as the thankful ones. That was the promise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Shaitan Iblis, Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan illa man ittaba'aka min al-ghawin. That certainly you shall have no authority over my slaves except those who follow you of the ghawin. Except those who are evildoers, criminals. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Verily, he has no power over those who believe and put their trust only in their Lord. Respected Muslims, this life is a struggle against nafs and against this unseen enemy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared in the Quran that verily shaitan is an open enemy to you. So consider it as an enemy. In the worldly life we see example of a thief. A thief would go to a place or a house where there is some gold or silver, some cash, something to steal. Similarly, Shaitan, the rejected, is the thief, notorious thief of Iman. Thief, it goes somewhere, it sees how to steal Iman and faith. And some scholars explained, the example is like a rejected dog. You are going somewhere, you want to meet somebody, and a dog is stopping your way and barking at you. How to defeat that dog? You don't want to engage in a battle with the dog directly. You don't want to bark at the dog. That is no benefit. But you press the ring, the bell, the master of the dog will come and say something to the dog in code words. And the dog will sit down, put the tail down, or will go away. That is one easy example to understand. In order to defeat the whispering, the evil whispering of Shaitan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to call, to come to Allah, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very important to understand, because each one of us, or many of us, Shaitan would come in different ways of evil whispering. Shaitan has read books and has some knowledge and knows how to make a man fool, knows how to make a shopkeeper fool, or how to make an alim fool, or how to make a businessman. So there are many ways and tricks, and we should learn how to protect our Iman and protect our good deeds and our niyyah. And one of the ways is constant remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praying up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection. In the collection of Muslim, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Jabir radiallahu anhu, the close meaning of the hadith, if a person mentions the name of Allah upon entering his house or eating, Shaitan, the devil, says, addressing his followers, says that you will find nowhere to spend the night and no dinner. Someone enter the house with Bismillah, take the name of Allah. Shaitan cannot find a way to that house. But if he enters without mentioning the name of Allah, then Shaitan says, you have found a place to spend the night therein. And if he does not mention the name of Allah at the time of eating, Shaitan says, you have found a place to stay the night as well as food. In the collection of Abu Dawud and Nasai, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated by Umayyah bin Makhshi radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting while a man was eating food, and the man did not take the name of Allah while eating food until he reached the last morsel of his food. Then he remembered, and then he said, Bismillah, Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled. And he said that Shaitan was eating with him, but when he said this kalimat and remembered Allah, Shaitan vomited all that he was eating. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled. We should teach these manners to the kids at home and be constant ourselves. In the collection of Tirmidhi and Nisai, narrated Anas radiallahu anhu, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever says upon leaving his house, going out of the house, whoever says, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then the meaning, in the name of Allah, I trust in Allah, there is no might and no power to resist evil but in Allah. It will be said to the person, you are guided, defended and protected. In the collection of Abu Dawud, there is an addition to this riwayah which says that after this, one shaitan, one devil, says to another one, how can you deal with a person who is guided, defended and protected? This is all part of ghaib, respected brothers and sisters. We don't see it. Early in the morning, somebody gets up and reads Quran, an angel comes close to that person and says, read more, iqra, read more. We don't see it. But when somebody tells a lie, angels go a mile away. We don't see it. But this is all part of faith and ghaib, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was appointed in charge to watch over some sadaqah. And one night, an old man came to steal something. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu caught hold of him and said, I'll take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The man said, I'm very poor and old, I have family, leave me, I will not come again. So he left him and reported to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who replied that, close meaning, that Abu Huraira, he told you a lie, he'll come again. And next time came again, and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu caught hold of him and said, I'll take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The old man says, leave me, I'm old, I have family. Left him second time, and same thing repeated. Came third time, then Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was determined. He'll say, I'll not leave you, I'll take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The old man said, leave me this time also, I will not come again, but I'll teach you something which will help you. So he said, teach me. The man said, at night before you go to bed, recite Ayatul Kursi. Recite Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, Ayah 255, Surah Al-Baqarah. Then it will be a guardian over you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and shaitan will not come close to you till morning. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu left him and reported to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam next morning. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even though he was a liar, but he told you the truth, the effect of reading these ayah. And informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that the person who was coming to you in the shape of an old man was no other than Shaitan himself. Was no other than Shaitan teaching something. In the collection of Tirmidhi, it comes in a hadith, the close meaning, that one who recites 10 times after the morning prayer and after the evening prayer, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku, lahul hamd, biyadihi al-khayr yuhyi wa yumeet, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Then, you'll get 10 rewards, 10 sins will be forgiven, and his rank will be increased 10 degrees, and the person will be protected from shaitan. Respected Muslims, we should avail these. This is our ammunition. This is our way to deal with this unseen enemy, which we don't see. Abdullah ibn Qubayb radiallahu anhu, one sahabi, one night came out to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a dark night, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him that, Qul, say. And he said, what should I say? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him that, say Surah Ikhlas, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, Surah Al-Falaq, and An-Nas, the last 3 surahs of the Quran. Say 3 times in the morning, and that will suffice you from everything. And respected Muslims, we should include these in our adhkar, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and in the evening. The houses where Quran is read, the house where Surah Al-Baqarah is read, shaitan runs away from that house. Everything we start, we should say Bismillah. It should say Bismillah. When we have some evil thought or whispering from shaitan, say A'udhu Billah, say Bismillah, Amantu Billahi wa Rusulih. Shaitan will run away. We should be in continuous remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should be punctual in our salah with congregation. If a man prays alone at home, it is easy for shaitan to overpower him, because he is not with the jama'at. And we should make shukr, lot of shukr, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because shaitan said that I will mislead the people, the mankind, and he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will not find many of them as shakirin, thankful. So one way to fight with shaitan is always say, Allahumma lakal hamd wa lakal shukr, alhamdulillah. Whatever I have is everything from Allah, nothing from my own wisdom or my own knowledge, everything from Allah. Will we make shukr? That will take away some of the diseases of the heart, like pride and arrogance. When the adhan is called, shaitan runs away. Because adhan is a dawah, and shaitan doesn't like dawah. So one way to beat shaitan is give lot of dawah. Invite people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the adhan is over, the salat, people are praying, shaitan comes back and gives evil thoughts in the mind. Remember this, remember that. Remember all over the world while in salah. So one person forgot something. So he went to the imam that I forgot something. The imam said, you should stand up in salah and read the Quran continuously till you remember. And that happens. Respected Muslims, we should protect our eyes from seeing haram, from seeing ghair mahram. The evil gaze is one of the poisonous arrows of shaitan. And remember, shaitan promised that I will come from their front, I will come from their back, I will come from their right and their left. Shaitan left only 2 dimensions, up and down. So while walking, we should put our eyes down. And that's a good way to protect from seeing haram things. If a man is alone with a strange ghair mahram woman in a place, then the third one there is shaitan. So we should watch out. If we are driving a car in the winter season and we turn on the heater, or in summer turn on the air conditioner, and find it that it's not working, I want some heat, it's not coming, probably one of the windows is open. No, these beautiful eyes and these ears are our windows to this world. If we don't protect according to what Allah wants us to do, no matter how much dhikr and good deeds we are doing, but if still one window is open. And that is the way for shaitan to come. The music and the lots of programs on the TV, all are tools of shaitan, way of shaitan to come. Respected Muslims, we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously and ask Allah for protection from shaitan, because shaitan doesn't want us to succeed and is trying hard to stop us from sirat-e-mustaqim till the last moment of our life. Till the last moment of our life. And that's why in our affairs, dealing with worldly affairs, the affairs of religion, we should always consult, be in the company of pious people, consult the ulama, the scholars in our affairs. And when we have some matters to decide, then do istikhara with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is good for me? What should I do? One of the weapons of shaitan is to postpone a good deed. I will do it tomorrow. This is good, but I'll do it later. Going for Hajj is obligatory, but I'll go after 10 years when I become old. You know, all giving sadaqah is needed today, but I'll give it, you know, next month. So shaitan tries to postpone, you know, don't do things, don't do good deeds, postpone. And the way to overpower is that we consider the life is short. When the morning comes, do not wait for the evening, and when the evening comes, we don't need to wait for the morning. And that's how we can overpower shaitan. Once we pass that stage and are able to do some good deed, shaitan comes from another door, which is very dangerous. When you perform some good deed, shaitan might come and say, you did this because you are special. You have something good in you. You are special. You are chosen one. And then that comes for the pious people. Shaitan will come from the door of arrogance, pride, ujub and kibr. And the way to defeat that way is to make lot of istighfar after doing good deeds. And make lot of shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu laka shukr. That, oh Allah, I was not able to do this without your help. I was nothing in myself. No knowledge, no wisdom. I was not able to do anything, but only with the help of Allah. That will take away the pride and the other diseases of the heart. And that will bring sincerity and ikhlas, which is required. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our good deeds and protect us from shaitan. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanaka alhamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي بتحميده يستفتح كل باب وبذكره يصدر كل خطاب ونتوب إليه توبة من يوقن أنه رب الأرباب ومسبب الأسباب ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه صلاة تنقذنا من هول يوم العرض والحساب وتمهدنا عند الله زلفى وحسن مآب أما بعد فإن التوبة عن الذنوب بالرجوع إلى ستار العيوب وعلام الغيوب وقد قال الله تعالى والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن العبد إذا اقترف ثم تاب تاب الله عليه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الله يقبل توبة العبد ما لم يغرغر وقال ابن مسعود الندم توبة والتائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فمن تاب من بعد ظلمه وأصلح فإن الله يتوب عليه إن الله غفور رحيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقباهم فاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون وقم الصلاة.